Avodah Zarah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vov. Here we're going to talk now about other things that one is not allowed to sell to a goy, but not outside Avodah Zarah. There's an extension that's negated to other halachas. The actual source of the halacha that we're going to have over here in the Mishnah is really comes from Hilcha Shabbos. We'll see. Mokom shenoagu limkor behem edaka la'ivde kechovim meichrim. In a place where the minig is, where it's allowed to sell a behemadako is not a heavy animal. Behemadako is like sheep, goats. In a place where the minig is that one is allowed to sell a behemadako to a goy, so there it's a minig kosher. One is allowed to follow that minig. Kanira, that there's some type of reason to hesitate, that there are places that aser, and that's why mokum shenoagu loy limkar ein meichrim. There's a reason to aser, but lemaisa it's not also mikra adin, and therefore yesh v'yesh. There are those that know one way, they're knowing the other way. What would be the reason not to sell a goy for a behema, not to sell a goy behema dako? Because of the next part of the Mishnah. B'chol mokoyim ein moichim lahem behema gaso. One is not allowed to sell to goyim a behema gaso. Behema gaso is already a cow, a bull, or susim v'chamayrim are included as well. And that makes a difference. So before we understand why it's certainly also to sell a behema gaso to a goy, let's go a little bit weiter. The Mishnah includes agolim usiochim. Agolim usiochim are young, either young cattle or young chamayrim. Shleimim ushvurim. One is not allowed to sell, not shleimim, not when they're able-bodied and healthy. Shvurim, also not when they're literally broken. But what it means is they have a broken leg or something like that. So the first hint that we have over here of what the issue would be is the fact that the Mishnah understands that Shvurin, it would be maybe a reason why one would be allowed to sell, which the Mishnah then says, Rabbi Yehuda matir b'shvur, Rabbi Yehuda tak argues on the Tanikama. What would be the reason, Taka, why there would be a difference? And here the answer has to be that a behemah that's from Shvurin is less roy to do malacha. And the issue is, for some reason, that it's also to sell a goy, a behema gaso, because a behema gaso is roi l'malacha, it works. A behema daka, like sheep, but they're how they graze. They're raised, but they don't work. And then we have one more pratu, ben b'seri mati b'sus. We'll have to understand what the issue is, and why that would be different by a sus. So, Chazal open up over here a sugya, and the sugya over here is an issin hilcha Shabbos. The issue is because the Torah says, "Uvayom eshvi tishbois leman yonuach shorcho v'chamirecho." The Torah asked up what's called shvi says behemtoy. Is an issa deraisa, the same way one is not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos, one is also not allowed to have one's behema do malacha. One's behema doing malacha is not going to be mechayiv skilo. It's not mamish malacha, but there's an issa. We'll call it an issa asay. It's an issa kal, but it's an issa deraisa. By the way, what we would call work for an animal is something that the animal is not doing lahanosoi. To walk an animal over to a patch of grass and have the animal eat, since it's lahanosoi, one is allowed to do that. The chrenim are busy with that. It's a chiddush. Walking the behema over could be considered a maisa of putting the behema there. So are you allowed to have your animal pick grass? The terrors is that's not called malachim for an animal. But whatever would be considered work, usage of a behemoth, there's an isser. Now, that isser is an isser only if it belongs to a yid. Therefore, there's an isser deraisa on a yid who has his cow rented out or lent to a goy, on having the goy do work, plowing, threshing, schlepping, whatever it is, on Shabbos. Because there's an isser of hashola or haskora to a goy, Chazal extended that, and they made that one should not do geshäft, should not do mischar of selling behemah gaso. There shouldn't be a mechumemkar back and forth in behemah gasois that are royal malacha with goyim. Chazal extended this very dramatically. There's another sub-isser. The pasuk that we quoted, Laman yonuach shorcha v'chamirechos, means that they should rest. And there's an assay, a tzivui on the bailam to make sure that his animal is in a state of
Yanuach. There's also another issa that's called Lesasa Komalocha Ato Vincho Vitecho Abdecho Vamoscha Vigercho Vehemtecho. So the Torah learns out over there that the same way one is mitzvah in Laman Yanuach Shorcha Vakamerecho, this is Gemara on Shabbos Taf Kuf Nun Gimel, there's also an issa for a person to do Malocha Al Yidei his Behema. Now the case that we mentioned before where the Behema is working, the Behema is working for a goy that he lent it to, that's not his issa. That means that his behemah is not in a state of yanuach. But there's another issa that's called mechameh. Mechameh means where he's doing melocha al yidei a behemah. The case of mechameh is where the behemah is schlepping a load, and the behemah is schlepping a load for him b'shus harabim. So that's more of an issa chomet than laman yanuach, because over here it's considered a form of doing melocha. He's doing the melocha. There is, by the way, a case where such a thing of a behemoth doing malach could be considered an issa skilo. A famous Ramban discusses that by charisha, since the standard way of doing charisha is by hooking up an animal to a heavy threshing thing to make holes in the ground, to plow the ground, so hooking up the animal and then making the animal move is considered that he's doing it biadayim. That's a ma'aseh biadayim because that's the standard way of doing it. Mechamer, however, where he's schlepping a load, so there's an issa deraisa being performed because he's doing malocha ide the goy, but it's certainly not an issa skilo because it's not considered mamish his maisa biadayim. It's considered a maisov al yude behemtoi. But it is more chomer than just shvisas behemtoi where the goy is making the behemoth work, and therefore there's a sub knech. It's not mentioned over here, but it's mentioned by the achroinim, and it's mentioned in other places. There's a chash also that a yid will want to unload a behemoth right before Shabbos. He's going to sell it to a goy. The goy has to check out the animal to see if it schleps properly. And the animal has a masa olov. And the bailam is going to give him a tzivui, giddy up, and he's going to tell the horse or the animal to move a little bit. And with that, the customer will get a test drive. That itself will be mechameh because it's close to Shabbos. It could go into Shabbos. And because of that, they asked selling. Again, it's an extension of a specific Isser in the Surya Shabbos. Chazal extended this to Asr upselling all behemoths, all times, behemoths gases. Whether they Asr behemoth daka or to behemoth gasa, that's Shalom in Hogim. The middle part of the Mishnah with Zemachlek Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda is because Be'etzim, a behemoth that Shvura, is not Roy Lamalacha, but you can give an animal small, innocent, even if it's shvura, small innocent malachas. So memela the shalas vaita, whether they were geyser or not, the Mishnah does say they were geyser, even on agolam usyachim, they're vetzim not roi l'malacha, but since they could be given again, malachas kaloi, so that also. The last shtickle of ben beseri mati besuz is another lomdash nekuda, something we learn in Hilchas Shabbos, Mesechas Shabbos, is one of the halachas is that a chay is noises atzmai. That means if somebody carries another person through Rishus HaRabim, he's not oivan issa deraisa, because we see a person that could walk as carrying himself. It's not considered that I'm carrying him through Rishus HaRabim. That being said, generally speaking, who rides on the back of a horse? Somebody who could walk. Oibazoi, the standard malacha that a sus does is really not an issa deraisa, because he's carrying a person that would not be considered a master. Therefore, Ben Beseira holds that they were not goyzer by sus. The Chachomim, see from the Gemara that the Chachomim are bats and maskim. We're talking over here about a specific type of sus, which wasn't carrying people, it was carrying livestock. I don't know exactly what it is, it was carrying birds on its back. So, the Shaila is whether Chai Noises Atzma is true even by Bali Chaim or only by people. Take a look at the Rav. The Rav explains this point. Mishnah Zayin. Here's another list of things one is not allowed to sell to a goy, and it's not al Shabbos, and it's not al Tzavay Dizar. Anu halacha, ein moichem lahem dubin varois, one is not allowed to sell a goy, bears or lions, v'chol dovash yeshbei nezek l'rabim. One would not be allowed to sell German shepherd dogs to a goy, because they're not going to be used responsibly. Could cause nezek harabim. One is not allowed to sell weapons. This should be a tzivui. One is not allowed to sell weapons where you don't know what a person would do with them. Rachmana Litzlan. Ein boinin imohem basilki. One is not allowed to build with a goy. A basilki is like
a big building, ornate palace, where the building is used to dan, maybe shalakadin, and maybe death sentences will be carried out shalakadin. So again, we're talking about not being mishtatev with them in something which causes bloodshed. Kimdumani that the word basilki is related to the word basilica, which is a word that's used today in Eastern Europe for something with a dome. Gardoim is a gallows, same idea. Itstadio is a stadium where they used to have animals like bullfights that they have in Spain. Ubima, that's like a tower or some raised type of platform where they throw people off, they kill people for sport or otherwise. Alvabaynim imoyim, one is allowed to be a contractor to build for a goy. Bimoysioois, these are buildings that are not letzorich avaydazor, and they're not used for ritzicha, like theaters or libraries or other places of entertainment, but it's not being used for bloodshed. Or for avaydazor, ubeis mechatzoois. Also, innocent ones allowed to build that. Higiu lekipa shemamidim ba'avaydazor, even by beis mechatz, we'll see later on, that they used to put in the times, then the Roman times, they used to put getchkes, they used to put avaydazoras in the kippah, in the dome of the Beis Merchatz. So the Beis Merchatz itself is an innocent purpose, a bathhouse to wash. But they would put the place where they would put the idol, the getchke there, that one would not let it build for him. Also, if they're not let it build, and the same thing should be true, l'cher is any, somebody gets a contracting job for a Catholic school, he's allowed to build. He's allowed to build the dorm and the bathrooms and the gym and the classrooms. But when it gets to the chapel, where the imam is, that one would not allow to build for that.